Let me ask you a question. Have you ever said something and then wished you hadn't said it? I think most of us could easily remember many times like that. As we begin the story of Joseph today, we find a young man who spoke unwisely and suffered the consequences for many years after. Joseph is one of the most interesting individuals in all of Scripture. A dreamer of dreams, an interpreter of dreams, a planner, an administrator, a man of high moral standards. He was Jacob's son, born of his beloved wife Rachel, and clearly he was his father's favorite. And one day Joseph and his brothers were in the field, and Joseph told them a dream. "We were binding sheaves in the field," he said, "and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about, and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brother said, "Are you really going to rule over us?" And they hated him even more. And he had another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to him. And when Jacob heard it, he asked, "Shall I and my mother actually come and bow ourselves to the ground before you?" Now, folks, I have already said that I think Joseph was a great man and very wise. In fact, I don't remember any other major mistake he made. But I think what he did here was a mistake. There are some things that happen to us that should be simply kept to ourselves. Had he thought about it for a moment or two, he could have seen how relating his dreams would promote anger and jealousy and hatred among his brothers. The New Testament makes it very clear that the daily walk of the disciple should be characterized by lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And Joseph did little here to keep peace in the family. How can we avoid that kind of tragedy in what we say? The prayer of David applies. "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." We cannot keep the door by ourselves. We need the help of God. As Joseph's story unfolds, we see the power of God turn tragedy into triumph. But the truth still comes through loud and clear that you and I need to watch what we say. Remember the words from Proverbs? "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." This is Leroy Imes joining you in the prayer that all we say shall honor God and encourage others.